At 7:06, it is overcast, fog, mist, 24 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 43. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. Winter officially started on Friday. Now, just 4 days into it, we get our first winter storm. A winter storm warning is now issued for much of Oklahoma, including all of Tulsa County. It's in effect starting tomorrow and through the day tomorrow. 4 to 8 inches of snow will be possible in the warned area.
Not only that, we're going to see not only the heavy snow, but we're also going to have north winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. So there's probably going to be some blowing and possibly even some drifting snow. And that will reduce visibility as well. So travel will definitely be impacted by this storm. And, you know, if you have travel plans, especially as you go Christmas afternoon into the evening hours, it's not advised across portions of the area. Roads may be closed.
That is Michael Lacey with the National Weather Service office here in Tulsa. The snow is expected to fall after daybreak tomorrow and last much of the day. Best advice this morning, if you are traveling, is to get to where you're going and plan to stay there for a while. Now, Tulsa street crews will be ready for whatever may be coming our way. Streets Director Dan Crossland asks, however, that before you travel, allow his crews to do their job.
You always hear the highway patrol and the police department. They'll say, if you don't have to go out, please don't. And I'm not sure how many people take that to heart. But the less amount of traffic that's on the road, much easier for us all to do our jobs. Our number one priority when we have an event like this is to be able to have the emergency services do their jobs.
Crossland says they have over 14,000 tons of salt material ready to spread on Tulsa streets. Now, we will keep you updated on the weather information both here on the air as well as on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. You can also follow us for information on Twitter as well as on Facebook. Officials in eastern Oklahoma are preparing for the annual holiday recycling program. The Unboxing Christmas campaign begins Wednesday and will end on January 6th. The campaign is geared at encouraging people to recycle Christmas packaging as well as cardboard, paper, plastic, aluminum, glass, and styrofoam. The proceeds from the campaign will go to the Salvation Army and the Sandy Hook School Fund through the United Way of Connecticut. Tulsa's new trash service will be on a holiday schedule this week.
Everything will be moved back a day next week.
Mayor Bartlett says if your trash is normally picked up on Tuesday, it will now be picked up on Wednesday this week, Wednesday on Thursday, and so forth because of the holiday. Governor Fallon and Republican legislative leaders say they remain committed to reducing Oklahoma's income tax, but all appear to be supporting a more cautious approach to tinkering with a source of about one-third of the money that state lawmakers have to appropriate each year. The governor says that she still plans to push for a tax cut, but acknowledged that it will be a less ambitious proposal than she offered last year. Well, if we go over the fiscal cliff, Oklahoma's wind power industry may stop blowing. Tax breaks used by the industry to expand would expire, according to Carla McNabb with the Oklahoma Commerce Department.
That doesn't mean they're not going to be moving projects through pipeline development. It just means that we will most likely see a reduced number of projects actually being constructed and producing power, you know, over the next probably year.
Right now, Oklahoma gets about 15% of its power from the wind industry. Our weather forecast, a winter storm warning for Christmas Day. Clouds thicken today, 43 for a high. Tomorrow, windy and cold, 29 for a low. And then tomorrow, an 80% chance of sleet and snow, 4-inch accumulation, a high of 34. Right now, fog and mist in 24. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.